Yo, what's going on, everybody? My name is Kilvervold, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. I'm excited to be doing this. If you've stumbled upon me by accident, I want you to know that I do have a YouTube channel, Kilvervold, aka Scopery, and an animation channel, aptly named Scopery Animations. I have an Instagram, at Kilvervold, and I also have a Discord server. If you would like to join that, DM me on Instagram, and I will hook you up with a fresh invite. Because I could always use new people in there. So, I'm not going to waste any more time, and I'm very excited about this episode's topic. It's something that I wanted to get off my chest for a long, long, long time now. Because it just grinds my gears. It really does. Lawsuits in the gaming industry is what I'm going to be speaking to you about today. And don't mind the mouse clicking. Trying to get a little bit of homework done. But I figured I'd record whilst I do that, you know. So that y'all have something nice to listen to tonight. Lawsuits in the gaming industry. And if I'm going to start anywhere, I'm going to start with the... I've almost said that in the wrong order. Excuse me. The PUBG versus Fortnite lawsuit. Now, I know this has been closed. This is incredibly old news. But I figured if I was going to start anywhere, I was going to start here. For those of you who have zero idea what I'm talking about, you probably just weren't paying attention too much. It wasn't that publicized, you know. It was kind of something that... you know, didn't get the media's attention too much. But PUBG sued Fortnite for copyright infringement. It was something like that. They were saying that PUBG was saying that Fortnite had basically stolen their game. And the big question here is, does PUBG even have a case? If you want a little bit more depth on this particular lawsuit in gaming, you can go check out, there's a video about it on the YouTube channel Game Theorists, the Game Theorists. So if you want to go look that up, please do. Don't say in the comments that Kilvervold sent you, because no one's going to know who that is. Is literally zero people are going to know who that is, okay? But anyways, so if you want a little bit more depth on this particular lawsuit, go check out the video that the Game Theorists have done about that. But the biggest question here is, did PUBG have a case to begin with? My opinion is no, they did not have a case. Why not? Because what Fortnite did is they took the Battle Royale genre and thrust it into... Now, by no means, by the way, am I supporting Fortnite here. In fact, I do not care for Fortnite. Insult me as you will. But I just do not care for it. Now, you're probably wondering, what the hell is wrong with you? I'll probably get into that in a later episode. But for now, just know that I don't care for Fortnite. I like PUBG better. Now, back to whether PUBG had a case or not. In my mind, no, they really didn't. Because Fortnite, sure, they took the same idea. They took the same general idea. 100 people enter, 1 team leaves in a battle royale style thing. But they added the concept of building and mining materials and all this good stuff. I say good stuff loosely, by the way, because I still don't care for Fortnite, everybody, okay? Just want you to know. But, you know, Fortnite just didn't say, we're going to do the exact same thing that frickin' PUBG's doing, and it's going to be great. No, that's not what they've done. What they've done is taken the same general idea and expanded on it. And with the constant updates and shit that they've been doing for it, kudos to Fortnite. But anyways, so no, I don't think PUBG ever had a case there. But it's funny that they sued Fortnite for copyright infringement when there's another group of games that would probably have a much better case. The games that I'm talking about are CSGO and a mobile game called Critical Ops. On my channel, I have actually played quite a bit of Critical Ops, and I actually have CSGO downloaded onto my computer, but my internet is just way too shitty, and I've never played it because I get way too much lag. I end up getting kicked out of games because of it, so I've never played it, but I rest assured I do have it downloaded on my computer. But the thing that I wonder about is that they are basically the same game. If you want to pop on over to my YouTube channel real fast right now and pause this podcast and go check out one of my Critical Ops videos, you'll see that it's almost, I'm not saying it is exactly the same thing, I'm saying it's almost the same thing. And it makes me wonder, if PUBG was suing Fortnite, why wouldn't CSGO and Counter-Strike in general sue Critical Ops? I mean, it's basically the same game. PUBG, as we know, is a console game. Mostly, they do have the mobile version, which has been getting a lot of love lately, by the way. And they were suing Fortnite, a console and mobile game. Well, the thing is that there is not a mobile version of Counter-Strike, and there is no console version of Critical Ops. But at the time of, I believe, don't quote me on this, okay? I believe that, if I remember right, that PUBG Mobile hadn't come out yet at the time of this lawsuit. So PUBG was just a console game and Fortnite was mobile and console. But can a console game sue a mobile game that is not also on console? So say if someone made a cheap, shitty version of Left 4 Dead on mobile and it was pretty much content IDable, and they could complete, and Valve could completely sue this game. Would a console game that is not also on mobile be able to sue a mobile game for copyright infringement? And it makes you wonder, because Apple, I don't like Apple products. It's just my personal opinion that I don't care for them. In fact, I have an Android. I don't own a Mac. I have an Android phone. I don't own a Mac. But I will say one thing. They are incredibly good at monitoring their app store to keep as many pretty much copyrighted games off there as possible. And they monitor it very well. While Google Play does not do the best job of that, and I could probably pop on my phone right now and look up frickin' any console game and find some cheap-ass ripoff. So, I'm just going to single out Google Play. I'm not saying that they don't moderate it well. I'm just saying they don't do as good of a job as Apple. So, if I made a cheap ripoff of, we'll go with Gears of War, and stuck it on to the Google Play App Store, could makers of Gears of War sue me? My game's not on console, it's a mobile game. Their game isn't on mobile, it's on console. they're two different platforms. Would they be able to sue me? I would say, it is my personal opinion, yes, absolutely. But it makes you wonder, then, why doesn't Counter-Strike sue or attack Critical Ops? Because they're not hot-headed. Going back to the PUBG and Fortnite case, I feel personally that Bluehole was just being a bunch of irrational pricks trying to make a little bit of extra money off of this lawsuit, which they did eventually drop because they realized it was not going well for them and that it was better to quit while they were ahead. The makers of Counter-Strike, whether they know about Critical Ops or not, which I'm sure they do, to be honest, I'm sure they flippin' do. They know that they're not going to get anything out of suing this mobile game. It's not hurting them any. Just like when Fortnite came out, it wasn't hurting PUBG. They're still probably millions of people playing both games. Now, the thing is that Fortnite is free, while PUBG is only free on mobile. So when Fortnite hit the scene, obviously PUBG was going to be losing a little bit of money, because people were going to go for the free alternative, and no one was going to go pay $60 for PUBG. So, from what I know, based off of what I know, they went after Fortnite to try and get some of their players back and have people buy the goddamn game. But the thing is if I made a Left 4 Dead ripoff and put it onto the Google Play App Store, it doesn't hurt Valve any, whether my game is free or not. And whether my game is just as good or not, it's not going to hurt them at all. Because, hell, maybe they'll even just make a new game. Because, let's be honest, the hype for Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 is gone, and Valve can't count to 3, which is why we're getting Back 4 Blood rather than Left 4 Dead 3, which we would all rather have Left 4 Dead 3. Just saying, Valve, you need to count your fingers, go back to preschool, something, because y'all need to learn how to count to 3. Alright, we need Half-Life 3, we need freaking Portal 3, we need Left 4 Dead 3, not Back 4 Blood. And God, Back 4 Blood looks like the exact same goddamn game. So why not just call it Left 4 Dead fucking 3? Anyway, I'm getting off topic. It doesn't hurt them any. Maybe they'll make a new game. Maybe they'll just not care and say, and realize that it's not hurting them. What PUBG didn't realize is that Fortnite wasn't hurting them in the slightest. Sure, people were moving on from PUBG, but in 2 or 3 years, people were going to move on from PUBG anyway. Games don't last that long. A good game that a player finds very good will live with them forever. There will always be a special place for that game in their hearts. But soon you forget, the world forgets about those games. When was the last time you heard someone talking about the first GTA? Okay, it was a really good game, obviously, and a lot of people still play it, but it's not this big thing anymore, because we've got GTA 5, and rumors of GTA 6, which I don't believe yet, because they're still putting crap into 5. But anyway, in 2 or 3 years, it was my expectation that PUBG was going to lose its hype anyway. People would still buy the game, and people would still enjoy it, but the overall hype would go down. And it's the same thing with Fortnite. If they would stop putting so much goddamn shit in the game, it would probably stop being remembered too. I mean, a lot of people would still play it, a lot of people would still remember it, but no one would be talking about it anymore. A really good example is the original Tomb Raider games, mostly 1 and 2. Do you remember when those came out? I don't, because I wasn't even thought of yet. But I've definitely heard about it from a lot of people. When it came out, Lara Croft was everywhere. She was freaking the bee's goddamn knees, and she could prop herself on a clip with her goddamn breasts. Just saying. And she was all over in advertisements, and she was all over the place. She's probably living in your bedroom, for God's sake. That's how popular she was. But you don't see car ads featuring Lara Croft anymore. Sure, they're still making new Tomb Raider games, but the majority of people you ask, who's going to say that they remember the original games? I personally have never played the original games, because I personally don't have a PlayStation. Okay, I have a PS2, and I know those are backwards compatible with PS1 games, but I just don't own the original Tomb Raider games. And I'm no good at them anyway, the ones that I do have. In fact, I'm really, really garbage at them. I am better at playing frickin' anything else. I'm better at frickin' Guitar Hero or whatever. I'm better at that than at frickin' any Tomb Raider game. Mercenaries, that's a good example that I've just thought of. If you've never heard of Mercenaries, it's on the PlayStation 2. In fact, I'll look it up real fast here. Mercenaries. And technically, it wasn't just called Mercenaries, it was Mercenaries Playground of Destruction. But it was a really flipping good game. And 2 was, I wouldn't say better, but it was just as good. But anyone you ask, you're going to say, you know, remember Mercenaries? And they're going to be like, huh? The hell are you talking about? But it was a great freaking game. And 2 was really good as well. And it was all about three characters, basically, who, a sarcastic one, a smart chick, and a attention-steady guy. And basically, they were trying to take down a bunch of guys, pretty much. That was the premise of the game, but it was, it's probably one of the only third-person shooters that I have ever cared for. I don't care for third-person shooters, but this was top of the line. But you can go ask anyone, hey, have you heard or played Mercenaries on PS2 or Xbox? And they'll probably tell you, I've never even heard of that game. Because when it came out, it was the bee's fucking knees. It was great. Awesome. Everyone wanted to play it. But now, no one even knows what it is anymore. The hype is gone. But it's still a good game. And in a lot of gamers' hearts. Another good example. Have y'all ever played the original Doom? I want a show of hands right now. Who's played the original Doom? I am raising my hand. No one remembers that anymore. It was the grandfather of all first-person shooter games. And a lot, I mean a lot of gamers still hold it dear in your heart. But if you go try to make conversation with someone, yeah, man, the original Doom, they're going to be like, huh? You know, the hype is gone. It's still, just because the hype is gone doesn't make the game bad. It makes the game almost kind of like, I'm trying to think of something to compare it to, like an ancient tomb or something. It's still there, it's still beautiful, But no one knows what it is or where it's at. But I think I've rambled on for long enough. My ADHD is getting the better of me. I'm forgetting what I'm talking about. I do say a lot because I forget what the hell I'm saying and I go off on these random tangents and then can't remember where I was. I do that a lot. So yeah, that's really all. PUBG was stupid for suing Fortnite. Counter-Strike is smart for not suing Critical Ops because they know they're not going to get anything out of it. Ancient games have become just that, ancient, and hype for Fortnite will soon die down. Same with any other good game that's out right now. Bet you anything no one's going to remember Red Dead 2 in 2 or 3 years. That's my guarantee. But yeah, so go ahead and check out my YouTube, Killer of Old AK Scopery. The other podcast that I'm in, which the easiest way to find it would be, what's it called? Field of View. Fieldofview.podbean.com. And then my animation channel, Scopery Animations. Go ahead and go subscribe to the Game Theorists. Matt, Pat, and Austin are flipping awesome. We've got some top quality shit. And make sure you check out that video about the PUBG versus Fortnite lawsuit, because he will explain it a lot better than I ever could. That's about it. Thank you for listening. If you've come this far, you now have cancer. I apologize. Because that's what this podcast is. A bunch of cancerous shit. But anyways, I'll see you all around. Have a good one.